It's another day in shelters for many Ukrainians. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, fearing more of this. That's in Donetsk, just one of the dozens of bombings the past 2 days across Ukraine that's killed at least 20 people, injured more than 100. Ukraine's president has just asked the U.S. and our allies for more air defenses in a video conference that just ended with President Biden and other G7 world leaders who just condemned the Russian attack, saying in a statement they'll hold leader Vladimir Putin accountable. The midterm elections are just 4 weeks away, with early voting underway this week in more than a dozen states. And a new Monmouth poll.
The largest number of Americans at 82% rated inflation as their most important issue. That's followed by crime, 72%, elections at 70. All of these plus jobs and immigration are GOP-led issues. And top abortion, that spells out some bad news for Democrats, as independents at 61% gave preference to the economy.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A nightmare this morning at a daycare in Pennsylvania. A gas leak.
More than two dozen kids and workers from the Happy Smiles Learning Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania, are stable after being taken to hospitals and what the fire chief called a massive emergency response. Allentown Fire Chief Captain John Christopher said when firefighters and EMTs responded, the monitors on their bags alerted them to the carbon monoxide.
And that's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Supreme Court this morning is hearing a case that could affect pork prices nationwide. It's a challenge to a California animal cruelty law. Earlier, the justices refused to consider a new abortion case on whether a fetus in the womb has constitutional rights to challenge laws allowing abortions. The Supreme Court also refused to hear a murderer's appeal. Dylan Roof, his attorneys were trying to challenge his death sentence for murdering nine people, black people in a South Carolina church. The issue is Roof fired his legal team before sentencing, represented himself to avoid evidence of his mental health being considered. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Closing arguments are today in Florida, where a jury in a sentencing trial is considering whether Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty for murdering 17 students and adults at a high school in Parkland in 2018. A jury in Connecticut is deliberating now a second day on how much Alex Jones should pay for claiming on his radio and online shows the 2012 massacre of 20 kids and 6 adults at a Newtown elementary school was a hoax. Jones and his company were found liable for damages to victims' families. He was already ordered by a Texas jury to pay $50 million damages. Now an update to the May massacre in Texas.
The school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, will be stepping down. Hal Harrell says he is opting to retire, but will stay on through the year as the school board searches for a replacement. Harrell faced criticism following the mass shooting at Uvalde's Robb Elementary School, where 19 students and 2 adults were killed. The district recently suspended its entire police force following more complaints of poor performance. Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks were down earlier. Now the Dow's turned things around, up 167 points. The NASDAQ is still down about 70. The baseball playoffs resume in a few hours.
1 o'clock Eastern time on Fox TV, the defending World Series champion Atlanta Braves will open the best-of-5-game National League Division Series against the Philadelphia Phillies, who won 14 fewer games than Atlanta in the regular season, but just swept the National League Central champion St. Louis Cardinals in the wild card round. The second game today is an American League Division Series in Houston. Game one between the Astros and the Seattle Mariners. Like Houston, the New York Yankees earned a first-round playoff bye. They'll open their postseason in the Bronx tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. The nightcap of the quadruple header in Los Angeles, where the Dodgers will host the Padres.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.